This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Reardon. Joining us now is Newsweek senior editor at large and host of the Josh Hammer Show. You hear it Saturdays here on 97.1. Josh Hammer, welcome to St. Louis again.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I wanted to, I guess, start with what's going on with Gaza and the hunger crisis. So you hear about this hunger crisis. Can you tell me what you think is going on here? And is Donald Trump right to break off some of the goodwill with Netanyahu over this?
I don't think that Donald Trump necessarily has the facts straight. In Donald Trump's defense, there are very few people who are delivering the actual facts there because the media is just so overwhelmingly just chomping at the bit to just gobble up whatever sorts of tangentious propaganda Hamas and their allies are willing to throw out. So here's what we know. We know that at this time and over the past few months, for that matter, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of trucks of aid that are ready to enter Gaza. Most of this aid currently is being provided by an American-based group called the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. It's headed up by my friend, Reverend Johnny Moore. And the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation is operating in conjunction with the Israeli government, but it's actually really an American operation. The problem is that Hamas and the United Nations, which are essentially one and the same thing in the Gaza Strip, the UN is embedded with, and is part of Hamas. Hundreds, if not thousands, of UN teachers, educators were part of the horrific pogrom of October 7th. So the UN and Hamas are not allowing this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation aid to get into Gaza. And the very simple reason as to why they're not doing that is because this is the first attempt since this war started almost 2 years ago now to circumvent Hamas when it comes to the aid distribution. Prior to this, all the aid from the Israelis would have to go through Hamas, and they would pilfer 50, 60% of the aid and then just try to sell it astronomically, artificially inflated prices there because these are evil people. These are not just jihadists and terrorists. They're also kleptocrats who don't wish their own people well. We know that because they use them, frankly, as cannon fodder, as human shields. So Hamas is deeply, deeply cynically preventing this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation aid to get in. And the final thing I'll just say on this, and I'll stop after this, is the latest part of this horrific information operation, which we've seen on places, including the New York Times, page A1, there's this one photo really going around of this boy in Gaza who is clearly not in great health. He's deeply emaciated. And they're having you believe that this is Israel that is causing a famine and starvation. But what the New York Times and no one else is telling you is that this particular boy in this photo has a rare genital muscular disorder, and that is the reason that he looks like this. So it's really grotesque stuff. They're just lying through their teeth. Many of us who followed this conflict for many years now are accustomed to this. There's a whole cottage industry here. Folks call it Pallywood. It's a Palestinian Arab Hollywood because they just do all these sorts of misinformation operations all the time.
You know, I agree with that. I agree that a lot of times that what you find is that news that is being picked up by a lot of large organizations are getting picked up from a terrorist-backed news propaganda machine. So why do you think all the news networks are lying about this in the sense that they're not going deeper and trying to use some of the logic that you're using?
Well, I think it's very simple, which is that most of the corporate media hate Israel for the same reason that most of the American left, and or at least the activist American left, the woke left, the global left, they all hate Israel for the exact same reasons, which is they hate Israel for the same reason that they hate America, which is that they see an outpost of Western civilization defending against barbarism, which was pretty acutely demonstrated on October 7th. That was a really crisp example of what barbarism practice looks like. And the media are all too often not just ready, willing, and able, but eager. They are affirmatively eager to provide cover by any means necessary for the forces of barbarism against Western civilization. We see that here on the home front here in the United States when it comes to trying to call the Trump administration a bunch of fascists for trying to deport criminal illegal aliens there. I mean, time and time again, the media are all too ready, willing, and eager to side with barbarism over civilization.
Let me ask you an economy question. What do you think is stronger, Trump's tariff strategy or the American economy resiliency?
I was one of those folks who was sounding not alarm at all, actually, but I said that I thought that the initial Liberation Day tariffs on April 3rd at the Rose Garden were done a little rushed. But on the other hand, I said that I think Donald Trump knows what he's doing when it comes to tariffs, because this has been his signature issue going back decades. He has been adamant about this for a very, very, very long time. And frankly, I think that it's time for a lot of people to say, and I saw someone on TV say this earlier, he basically said, oh, look, I'm a free trader. But even I have to admit that Donald Trump's tariffs have really worked quite well. And that was kind of my prediction from back in April as well there. So it was a little rough out of the gate. The whole tariff negotiating strategy has not necessarily been the smoothest thing. That's a little bit of a herky-jerky kind of give-and-go type operation. But I was certainly not one of the doomsdayers who was predicting the economy to crash, and I'm not particularly surprised that it hasn't had a massive effect, to be honest with you.
No, and, you know, you see the Dow drop 1,000 points, 1,000 points, 1,000 points, and you think, oh, boy, this is hurts. But now we've not only rebounded, we've surpassed that. We're about record territory there. And you keep seeing it flirt with the record territory. And we're talking even more tariffs in the long run. I mean, there could be some real positive things that come from this. But what you still hear are the news reports that say, just wait until it kicks in. Well, I feel like they haven't learned that lesson, the just wait stuff, because I think we're pretty resilient. And especially with the economy, we're pretty resilient in finding ways to adapt. And we come out stronger.
Well, the American economy is always going to be more resilient than people think it is. I mean, again, this is the United States of America. We have the largest economy in the world. We have any number of industries that contribute to this economy. I mean, there are so many nations around the world that are overly dependent on at least one industry or one supply chain. And that's just not the way that the United States operates. I mean, for at least a century, I mean, arguably since World War One, at least since World War Two, we've been the world's undisputed superpower. So there's definitely something to be said for that as well. But I mean, you know, a lot of folks were predicting massive inflation, for instance, from the Trump tariffs, and we're barely seeing a budge at all in the month over month data. It's still a little higher than it should be. The Federal Reserve always says that its target is 2% inflation. Right now, the most recent numbers I saw were around 2.7 or so. But month over month, we're talking about a move from like 2.5 or 2.6 to 2.7. I mean, it's really not having a tremendous impact on the inflation rate at this time. And on the contrary, the most recent data that we've seen from the U.S. Treasury is that tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars of revenue are being pulled into the Treasury from these tariffs, at least for now. I mean, it's always possible that things could change. But for now, you know, the madman really seems to be doing it.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Real quick, this whole Tulsi Gabbard and making recommendations, further investigations into former President Obama, some people around him when it comes to the Russian dossier and some of these other documents. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's really explosive stuff. I mean, my hat's off to Tulsi Gabbard for doing this tremendous public service and declassifying these documents. I think it's really great, frankly. And what we're seeing thus far is, look, it's not quite, you know, the absolute smoking and most smoking guns, but the 2020 House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence report that Tulsi has declassified is pretty smoking gun-esque stuff. And what it really shows is that Barack Obama, that the fish rots in the head. Barack Obama was personally involved here in dictating to John Brennan and Jim Clapper and James Comey that this rushed intelligence community assessment during the transition period, that was all predicated in no small part on the discredited sealed dossier. It really is, I think, a big deal. I think that folks on the left are trying to downplay it, unfortunately, too much. I mean, that's what they do, is they downplay news that doesn't help them there. But yeah, we'll see what happens when it comes to criminal referrals. That's where I tend to get a little more cautious. Not that I don't want to see prosecutions. I do. I just tend to be a little skeptical as to the relevant statutes of limitations and things like that, putting on my lawyer cap there. But at a bare minimum, you know, they say sunlight is the best disinfectant. That's an old quote from Justice Louis Brandeis in the Supreme Court about a century ago. So under that framing, I think that Tulsi has really done a great public service here.
Great. Josh Hammer, you can hear him weekends here on 97.1, Saturdays at 1 o'clock. This is Josh Hammer Show. By the way, you're the Newsweek Senior Editor at Large. If people wanted to look you up online, where can they go?
You can check me out on X at Josh_Hammer. My syndicated column goes up at Newsweek, Real Clear Politics, Los Angeles Times, and elsewhere. And then my show, The Josh Hammer Show, as you mentioned, is heard right here every Saturday afternoon.
Great. Josh Hammer, thank you so much for joining us in St. Louis. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.